You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com. This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And this week on our Senior Moments, we are talking with Napa County Sheriff John Robertson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Barry. How are you?
No, I'm okay. Making it through, you know, midweek, St. Patrick's Day, all that stuff.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit today with you on Senior Moments about neighbors helping neighbors. This is an interesting topic. I like the fact that you're on this subject matter. What do you mean by that, and what's it all about?
Well, you know, we've had, obviously, in Napa County, we're no strangers to difficult times, fires, floods, earthquakes, and things like that. And actually, and now dealing with the pandemic, we're trying to get the message out there. And I think we've gotten pretty good as a community helping one another, whether it's food giveaways or just, you know, checking on your neighbors, setting up systems and assistance for people that are vulnerable in our communities. And the senior population is no different. So what we're trying to encourage people to do is reach out to your neighbors. I know that sometimes in life, maybe we tend to shy away from that sort of thing. But if you have friends or neighbors in your life, now is the time to reinforce those relationships and help one another out when things get difficult. Let's look at these disasters as opportunities instead of on the negative side. We're trying to pull something positive out of it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times I've heard the same story, and I even experienced it myself, that it's not until something really bad happens, and I'm remembering the 2000, was it 2000? We had that first earthquake, not first ever, but you know what I mean, that 2000 yeah. quake, I met some neighbors I had not met before that day. And it was because we were all standing out in the yard being scared together. And
absolutely.
Right? That's a pretty common experience, isn't it? I'm sure you've seen that around all the wildfires.
Absolutely. In my own life, I remember that earthquake quite vividly. And I remember my neighbor, I was standing out in front of the house just trying to survey damage and on the street and to my own home. And I remember the neighbor came running out of his house and did you feel that? And, you know, was the question, but, you know, it's super important. It's times like those that bring us together to help one another out. And we check, and I did, we checked, the neighbor and I checked on a woman down the street that lived alone, a widower. And, sure enough, she was pinned, in her bedroom, underneath a chest of drawers that had tumbled onto her bed.
Wow. Yeah, that's a classic example right there. Had you not known who lived in that house or that they might need help, who knows how long she'd be stuck there, right?
Correct.
Yeah. There used to be a lot of emphasis, not, of course, so much in rural areas, but in urban areas on the neighborhood watch program, setting up groups that were sort of formal. Are you envisioning anything formal around this, or is this just an informal, you know, request for people to pay attention to it?
Well, we started working earnestly on this during the earthquake and then the fires to talk about neighbors helping one another with the fires and evacuation and grabbing medications and having. You know, a lot of times our phones are going down, as we experienced in some of the fires, where we don't have the use of phone. But if you don't have a phone tree or the ability for somebody, your family members or loved ones to check on you or something like that, you are going to have to establish some kind of system in your neighborhood or even in rural areas. Your next door neighbor might be, you know, half a mile away, but it's important. It's super important that you get to know that person, give them your contact information. if you do have issues. We even know people that, you know, they give somebody a house key when they're getting older, and they say, hey, if my porch light's on at 9 o'clock in the morning, can you please check on me? Hmm. And that's a little system they have. So,
yeah, that's interesting. I'm circling back to the same kind of question. Is there any are there any groups currently that have any kind of official quality or, you know, a name or as such, or is this really a individual neighborhoods kind of a topic?
No, this is a grassroots effort.
Okay.
And it's part of our disaster planning. But it should be in everyday life. You know, so when we go and talk to community groups in areas, whether it's here in Napa or Angwin, Deer Park, with Firewise and things like that, we're constantly talking about, hey, it's time to help, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, and educate people to, you know, evacuation tags and also, hey, what to pack and to have a go bag. And things like that. You know, there's a lot of people, they talk about it, and there's a lot of interest, especially after our disasters, in disaster preparedness. But as we become comfortable in our world, our life, we get away from that, and we forget that, you know, maybe we don't know the next door neighbor, or maybe we don't know the gentleman down the block that, you know, has a generator kind of thing. So. Anyway,
that's a good way to be
grassroots.
Good way to become the most important and popular person on the block is to have a generator these days.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Sheriff John Robertson on the Senior Moments program this week, focusing on a neighbors helping neighbors advocacy that the sheriff is encouraging in all of us, even when times are good. And like right now, we're in a moment where there's only two or three natural disasters that might occur today, not five or six. So we're in a pretty good place. The senior community has its own particular needs, and we learned a lot of things during the fires. There have been changes having to do with things like being able to open your garage door when the electricity is out and things like that. You've been involved in all of those issues for many years. Talk about that a little bit, some special senior-focused things.
Well, you know, you definitely should be educated on how to open your garage door. Actually, Senator Dodd passed a bill a couple of years ago now that requires new garage doors to be installed with a backup battery that would allow your garage door to go up. But, you know, there's a number of things about, you know, turning gas off and on, and when to do that, when not to do that. You know, when to, you know, how to turn off the water at your home or whatever. And there's also, you know, a lot of seniors living in apartments, and they don't, I can tell you that they don't know who lives below them, above them, you know, to the side and things like that. But it's important to know those people.
Yeah. There's also a certain amount of resistance. Sometimes as we get a little older, we might get a little crusty about it in the sense that I don't want to be bothered by you. I like my solitude. I can take care of myself. I'm sure you run into some of that among the older folks too, huh?
So, yes. But I challenge you. I challenge you to do this. If you're that person that likes to be by yourself, wait till there's something going on, wait till we experience one of these disasters, and be that ambassador of help and giving, and get out there and help your neighbor. It is very satisfying. I got to tell you, we obviously, you know, like I said earlier, we've been subjected to a lot of natural disasters and things that have been created, and we are at our best as a community when we are helping one another, and when we have these disasters. Believe it or not, crime goes down. Property theft. I mean, I can tell you numerous stories, but one in particular, downtown Napa, where we see a homeless guy walking by a storefront where The windows had broken and property had spilled out onto the sidewalk. An opportunity, obviously, for theft. And he picked up the items that had fallen out of the window and put them back inside the store and continued to walk on his way. But, you know, it's people, I think they really respond well in times of trouble. And we're experiencing that with the pandemic right now. It's a difficult time for everyone, and especially our seniors.
Yeah. Senior Moments with Napa County Sheriff John Robertson. Any final word on the subject?
Well, I just I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about it. It's a subject that, quite honestly, we as human beings should all be talking about. And thank you for carving out a little bit of time and on your show and allowing us to just touch on the subject. I know we didn't give a lot of tips or anything, but that's up to you, everyone, as individuals, to create their world.
Yeah, I like it. Thanks for being on with us, Sheriff. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Barry.
All right, take care. And that's going to do it for this week's Senior
Moments. Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need. You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.